Okay, it's 6:04. We finished with a special city council meeting, and we're going to start our regular city council meeting. As always, we will start with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crawford, would you call the roll, please?
Certainly. We have Eric Davidson.
Here.
Mike Hill.
Here.
Sonia Hurt.
Here.
Eric Lewis.
Here.
Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Richard May.
Present.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here. First item is a consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member. 1, approval of bills, $853,439.99. 2, approval of wire register, $428,739.34. 3, approval of January 13th, 2025 City Council meetings. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, please.
I move we approve it.
Second.
It's been a motion by Sonia Hurt and seconded by Ryan Lopez. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? That's passed 7-0. Moving on to the council action items. First one is Urban Growth Area Alternative Utility Evaluation Task Order, David Evans and Associates, DEA. Mr. Gandhi, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So, in a recent proposal from City Council and Management, right, there have been talks to de-annex the 460 acres of East Plain and to propose a new UGA within the Birchwood Point and Semiahmoo. So we just wanted to, this is a proposal from DEA which will tell us, like, you know, rough estimate what will be the cost that would be required to upgrade our sewer and water utilities in that semi-annual section. So this is basically a proposal from a DEA.
Are there any questions for Mr. Gandhi? Would I have a motion to... Public Works staff recommends the City Council accept DEA's proposal and authorize the City Manager to execute the task order for a price not to exceed $26,832.
Make a motion.
Mr. Lopez, second.
I'll second.
Ms. Hurt, thank you. All those, before we vote, any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Anyone abstaining? That is passed 7-0. The second one, also Mr. Gandhi, Circuit 11 Phase 2 Design Task Order.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So we already are in the process, we are in a 99% design process right now for Circuit 11 on the Semiahmoo. This is the second section, we call it Phase 2 for Circuit 11 on the split. So this is an addition to the existing Circuit 11 phase. This will increase the circuit more redundancy, and we're looking at addition of this contract for Kerry Blackstone for engineering and construction manager for $76,000.
Any questions for Mr. Gandhi, please? Someone like to make a motion to recommend that City Council accept the Braxma Engineering's proposal and authorize the City Manager to execute the task order for a price not exceeding $76,000.
So moved.
Seconder?
Second.
Mr. Davidson and Mr. Hill.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Anyone abstaining? That is also passed 7-0.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to commission, committee, and board reports. Is there any information that you'd like to share at this time?
I'd like to get a little update about the senior center. The senior center has elected a new board that seems very capable. The president, a lady named Seneca, has been very open and welcoming to me to be at all their meetings and help provide information for them to navigate the situation they're in. They've learned a lot from the situation that they just worked through. They are diligently working on getting everything in line, bylaws, job descriptions, standard operating procedures. They are looking like a very professional board now. And they have been in meetings with Parks and Rec. And they are somewhat skeptical. They still believe that Parks and Rec is out to get them for some reason. But Dave Wilbert was there, and I thought it was very interesting that he commented that if the seniors felt that they could not work with Parks and Rec, he did not want to be there. Basically, did not want to force them on the seniors. So I thought that was very encouraging. And they have a very good working relationship, and I hope that all goes and that it'll come to the council soon, and we can vote on the RFPs that are presented. Thank you.
You're not talking about our parks board, you're talking about the waivers made.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Parks
board. Just wanted to make
sure. Okay, any other commission, committee, and board reports? If not, we'll move on to the department reports. City Manager, Mr. Harmon, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So Mayor Stewart, Councilmember May, and I attended the county elected officials meeting on comp planning, and I would say it was a very good meeting. I think for the first time, we really made some progress moving forward, and we have what appears to be maybe an action plan for the county to some signal support for adopting growth numbers, others didn't. But we just heard Mr. Crawford and I received another email from a county council member saying that he intends to bring those forward. So they've heard our voice and they know how important it is to adopt those growth numbers so we can move on with our comp planning process. That was just one element of the meeting. There was also very good conversation about the city and the counties working together. So when we have a UGA area, we establish zoning on that UGA area that is what the city wants. So in other words, when you look at some of our UGA areas, it's got densities that have occurred just naturally over the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years that we don't necessarily want, that aren't in line with our vision for that UGA. The county signaled support for us to start working hand in hand with each other to, we don't use the word swap, but move a UGA to a new area and then establish zoning on that particular piece of land that is consistent with what our vision is for the future. So that when it comes time to actually bring those into the city limits, they're already zoned, it's got density that aligns with our vision, and I think that's a really good step forward. They also a lot of talk and openness to realigning existing UGAs with purposes that serve our best needs and what works best for the county. They recognize that things have changed. Wetlands, we've got parcels in Blaine where wetlands have established themselves for a variety of reasons, and so they understand that. And so it was really good conversation. I walked away optimistic. The council's heard our voice and that we'll start to have some meaningful action pretty soon from the county on growth numbers. That's all I've got, Mayor.
Public Works Department, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As you are all aware, that downtown revitalization bid is open right now, closing on January 31st. We did have our pre-bid meeting on January 22nd. The three contractors showed up: Tyler Construction, Scrambler, and Strider. They are really interested in the project. So we are looking forward to having a good bid and number of contractors bidding up for the job. So that closes on 31st and we'll bring it to the council after we do all the analysis, everything for the group.
Thank you. Community Development Services Department.
We got nobody today.
Yep. Mr. Harmon, are you going to
Mayor, if we could come back to it, I've got an update from Alex that I'll give to the council.
So we'll go on to Finance Department. Ms. Idle, please.
Thank you. Let's see, I'd like to give you just a quick presentation that Tyler Technologies gave me and the other members in finance. It's a customer-facing portal presentation. So what our portal will look like for utility billing. So right now, if a customer wants to know their utility balance, they have to phone in to the city and get that balance or find a copy of their invoice. However, with Tyler, there's going to be a web portal that everyone will be able to log into. Once you're in that web portal, you can update your contact information. Some contact information updating will require an approval by the city, and others you'll just be able to update on your own. There's going to be a phone number that you can call to get your utility balance and also make a payment. There is a mobile app that you can download on your phone, or you can also sign up to receive text message notifications, which can include a payment link. So here's just what the web portal landing page may look like. It looks like we're kind of between slides.
Yeah.
So the top there we go, that's what the web landing page will look like, and then you'll get a login information. This is going to go live with the April invoices that people will receive. So I imagine there'll be a number of questions as people get signed up for the first time. Once you're in your account, you're going to have a number of items over on the left-hand side to help manage your account and look at your utility bills, a place to pay your bill, enroll in auto pay, schedule a payment. This is just really going to bring us into this century. If you have multiple accounts, you'll be able to manage multiple accounts on here and pay the invoices for your multiple utility accounts. Invoices are still going to go out to the renters with late notices going to both the renter and the owner. There's going to be an auto pay feature. We do have auto pay right now, but currently that's all managed by utility billing, and so this allows customers to sign up for auto pay on their own.
Are people who are currently on auto pay, will they have to sign up again here?
I believe that they're going to need to re-enroll.
Yeah. Good to let everybody know, because I can see that being a big
mess or what. Our old software is so archaic, it won't transfer. Yeah.
I had a question. You mentioned an app. That would not be a requirement, right? That's an optional app?
It's an optional app, yeah.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. So there's also interactive voice response, and so it's 24/7 customer service. You can just call in and get your account information and make a payment over the phone if that's your preferred method. Of course, you can still come in and say hi to Amber and Debbie and make your payment in the office. So Tyler, we get a toll-free phone number. You call into the system, so I guess it's going to get your account balance, and then you can go ahead and make your payment. There's the mobile application option, and so it's, you know, pretty self-explanatory, just a way to pay from your phone and check your utility information instead of on a PC. Make a payment on there, look at your transaction history and your consumption charts. Consumption charts will also be printed on the invoices via text message. So this is great. You can enroll in your text message notification. It's going to give you your balance and a link to go ahead and make your payment, or to say stop, hey, stop sending me text messages. I don't know why I signed up for that. This is part of the text message notification, Tyler Notify, and that's it. But it looks like a pretty simple platform for everybody to use, and I think that it's really going to help increase a lot of the calls that we get into the city about what is our balance, I want to make sure I pay and get the right amount to the city. Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, we'll go back to Mr. Harmon, please.
Both of the updates I covered in my briefing, so there's nothing additional.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're moving on to calendars. And then there's council unfinished business. Anybody How does council view business and dialogue? Any written public comment? We received a lot of it, especially concerning the senior center. And so therefore, we will adjourn at 6:19. Thank you.